The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about failing or getting beat. Stay with me. This won't be depressing, I promise. And to start off, let me emphasize that I'm not one of those guys who thinks that all of business and life in general can be turned into a sports analogy. I get it. I once worked with a guy who used football analogies in every meeting we had. Between huddling up and moving the ball down the field and avoiding fumbling, I sometimes forgot what we were talking about. That said, some stories do help make a point. Now, there are a few things that make me more feel like an old guy, in a fun way, than coaching and hanging around my teenage son's basketball teams. During a break a few weeks ago, I kidded about the fact that back in my day, and that's when you know you're the old guy, when you're saying things like, back in my day, long-range shooters were cheated. We didn't have a three-point line. One of the boys joked, "Coach, you must have played against those guys in Hoosiers." Okay, that was a bit uncalled for, but kind of funny. I found myself giving them a speech recently that had me reflecting on talks I regularly have with folks closer to my age. I told them that they were too afraid of looking bad or getting beat. Specifically, many of them appear afraid to get up close and pressure good ball handlers. Getting your ankles broken, that's a ball handler making you stumble or fall, has become something these guys fear more than giving up easy shots or passes. I blame YouTube for this, but that's another story. Whenever someone gets his ankles broken, half the guys on the court yell, I stopped playing once to ask them if they realized that you didn't get points for that. I told them that I would never take a guy out of the game for stumbling or falling down when going after the ball. Heck, that tells me he's actually giving effort. The easiest way to never fall down or fail is to do nothing. And we have a place for that. It's called the bench. I stress that when you start attacking the guy instead of sitting on your heels, you make him worry about you instead of the other way around. In fact, you're less likely to stumble when you go right at him than when you wait for him to come at you. And I almost always immediately see improved effort and better results after telling guys that, hey, it's okay to get beat. That doesn't mean being sloppy or reckless or constantly putting your team at a disadvantage. But good things happen for our teams when we stop playing scared to fail. That same advice is pretty relevant to all of us. The more folks you ask for business, the more no thanks you're going to hear. But it's the folks who aren't afraid of the occasional setback that end up making the big plays for themselves and their teams. In-store bankers all across the land have thousands of opportunities each week to personally interact with shoppers and potential customers or members in their stores. And yes, most of these folks are not thinking about banking, much less changing banks at the moment you see them. When we ask folks to consider making a change, quite a few, most actually, are going to say, no thanks, I'm okay. So yes, you fail to bring in a new customer or member at that moment. But you know, as failures go, those are pretty minor ones. And when you hear those responses, and still conduct yourself with goodwill, courtesy, and professionalism, you're more likely to hear yes the next time, or maybe the time after that. The old sports cliche actually does fit. You miss 100% of the shots you never take. Get off of the bench this month. Take your shots. You may be surprised at the new business you can score for you and your team. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.